Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Kent Vaughn, who is a critically acclaimed author, entrepreneur, and CEO. He has devoted 30 years to helping individuals and organizations maximize their ability to make better choices. Kent, welcome.
Hey, Mitchell, so great to be with you.
You know, it is so much fun to have someone come early, be prepared, and this conversation we had was spectacular, and I would love the audience to get to know you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Organizations allowing their people to make bad choices, Mitchell.
That's a really interesting thought. So if you're – I sat on the board of a public firm. I ran four different CEO networking groups for a decade. And so – what's really interesting is we used to always think that we need to actually help our people make the right choices by telling them what to do. But guess what? You didn't say that. You said allowing our people to make bad choices. And there's so many reasons post-COVID how important this is. There's so many reasons people do that. Kent, tell me more.
Well, you know, Mitchell, it's interesting. We have really two kinds of organizations that come to work with us or ask us to come work with them, I should say. One, organizations that are already doing really well, but they need to go to the next level. They want to make a difference in the marketplace. The other end of the spectrum are the organizations that come to work with us or ask us to work with them, I should say again, that are on a burning platform. And they know if they don't solve this situation, they're probably not going to be around much longer. That's really where we focus, whether it's strategic transformation sessions with the C-suite, all the way through leadership academies and apps to the front line, because ultimately it's how do we help people make breakthrough choices every day on the job? They didn't start this job to be failures.
Yeah. And you've got a couple of different platforms and places and ways in which you go about doing that.
Yeah, we've got leadership academies and an app, and there are lots of things that we do with organizations to really impact that and help people stay on track day in and day out, not just for a few days, but over time.
And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
That's a great question. I spent 24 years with the firm, well-known Franklin Covey, and 4 years ago, we began our firm because we thought, well, things have changed. But in those 28 years, 30 years now, we have helped organizations exceed their expectations by helping people make better choices, by helping make great choices. I've worked with tens of thousands of leaders in now more than 3,000 days of face-to-face leader and executive team consulting. So we've been around a long time doing this for a lot of different organizations, large and small. Nissan, Toyota, FedEx, Walmart, ServiceMaster, all the way down to the firm with 10, a marketing firm with 10 in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I live.
Mm. Yeah. I would say that 10,000 hours certainly comes about with 3,000 days of face-to-face consulting and then some. Kent, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, we're like everybody. We're on LinkedIn and we do webinars. We've been on TV and in magazines. But here's what it really boils down to, Mitchell. My wife and I have been married for over 30 years, and we have three kids that are now grown. The youngest one's a senior in college. And what we have seen is that what we thought worked in the organizations doesn't work at home. You've got to find a way to engage and motivate your kids and help them make great choices because you can't be with them all the time. So the problem is when you and I were in business school, we thought you could force them and say, do this and this and this, and thought we could deal with every eventuality. We can't. So as a leader, I'm happiest when I see the people that on my team making great choices and getting the results that they want to get, that we want to get as a firm. And that's what we're trying to help every leader in every kind of organization do. Just like a parent, a proud parent. My kid's in college. He's on a scholarship. He's getting a great degree. How do I help my kids, my team, be successful every single day by making great choices?
It's so funny. What I hear you say, and if you're listening to this, here's what's interesting. What works in the organization doesn't work at home. if you use the old school. What works at home actually does work in the organization. So if you're listening to this or you're watching this and you're an organization and you are somehow allowing your people to make bad choices, you're going to want to reach out to Kent Vaughn. Kent, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
Reach out to us at blazeperformancesolutions.com and set up a call.
Ah, beautiful. Kent, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Mitchell, a pleasure, a privilege to be with you.
Same here. This is so much fun. And once again, if you're still here at this part of the interview and you're listening or watching, it's now time to spread a little bit of cred dust. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.